Welcome to Side by Side ATC, the podcast. My name is Tom Haynes. I'll be your host for these podcasts. This is our first one, so a little history about me. I joined the FAA in 1988, went through the academy at the time, and after passing the academy, ended up in Brownsville, Texas. If you want to find it on a map, just go to the southernmost point in Texas, and that'll be Brownsville. Spent five wonderful, quote-unquote, years in Brownsville. Then went up to Dallas Love Tower. Spent 3 years there before I decided I needed a little bit more money and put in for Fort Worth Center. Went to Fort Worth Center. Spent 17 years at Fort Worth Center and retired from there in 2015. 2016, I ended up as an instructor at the academy. Spent 5 years there, both as a radar instructor, non-radar instructor, a lead, and then post-COVID as a lead instructor. So 5 years at the academy. After that, I went over to Advanced ATC in Valdosta, Georgia, where they offer a program where you can go through their program and get a CTO. And was an instructor there for about 6 months. And before returning to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is where I am right now, and I'm working at Dallas Executive Tower. It's a federal contract tower. So I'm back in the tower. I have combined about 12, 13 years in the tower and about 17 years in the en route environment, and 5 years as an instructor at the academy. So I have seen just about everything that you can see in the FAA and now in the contract world. I want to do this podcast to help all the students that are at the academy in Oklahoma City, also students that are at the various CTI schools around the country, as you guys start getting integrated into the FAA without having to go to the academy, and all the advanced ATC students also. You guys are going through a lot, and then you're going to have a different route, hopefully, into the academy. I've seen several of the advanced ATC students end up working in the FAA towers, and so that's an option for all three groups. This podcast is to answer questions from all of you. Questions such as maybe, why should I become an air traffic controller? If you're at the academy, if you're at a CTI or advanced ATC, you've already answered that. But maybe you're not quite to that point. So we'll try and give you some perspective on why become an air traffic controller? Why get into one of the most stressful jobs you can have in the world? Another question we'll hopefully ask is tower versus en route. Like I said, I've done both. I've seen both. And so there are good and bad things on both sides of that question. We'll talk about phraseology. Through my career, I fortunately had trainers who were phraseology nuts. And I will tell you, and it helped my career immeasurably, and hopefully I can get across the priority you should make on learning phraseology. And then another episode I'd like to do is going to be why you shouldn't fear going to the FAA Academy. Yes, the pass rates are not great. They're better than they have been in the past, but also worse than they have been in the near past. And so, but you shouldn't fear it. We'll give you some tips. We'll give you some hints and some ways that you can increase your likelihood of getting through that part of your life. And it's an intense 60 days. And there's just no way around it. If you want to go en route, there's no way around it. So, and then we'll talk about the hardest things about the academy, some tips to get through those things. And then there'll probably be a podcast or two where I just tell stories about what I've seen, especially at the academy, what I've seen in training, both my training and then training others. I was a trainer at every facility I've been at. As a matter of fact, some of my trainees at Brownsville are now instructors in the terminal option at the academy in Oklahoma City. So I've already started a legacy of controllers. So, and that's really what drives me right now, is wanting to see some of you guys that want to be controllers become great controllers, not just good controllers, but become great controllers. The more confident you are, the better you are, the more this life is going to be just a fantastic life. And it won't be quite as stressful as it could be if you're not confident and you're not sure that you can handle the traffic. Then this life is stressful. This job is stressful. So that's our goal, though, is to make you guys confident, make you guys super controllers. And so that's what this podcast is going to be about. So please hit subscribe, like, send links to friends that you think might enjoy the podcast. And by all means, start getting those questions to you. I've already said some of the questions, but I want to deal with the questions that you guys have. So we'll deal with those. And right now we're going to be doing it once a week. But if you guys have a lot of questions, we'll obviously go to more than once a week, at least twice, maybe even three times a week if you guys have a lot of questions. But that's our story right now. And I can't wait for you guys to be a part of our story and for me to be a part of your story. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.